It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
Back here on Waterside Wake Up, it is time for Community Matters and end of the month. So we have Jason Raby here, City Manager of Beloit, and it's holiday season. Can't believe it's here already.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year for everybody, for sure.
Yeah. So, what does the city of Beloit do during the holidays that keeps you guys so busy?
Yeah. Well, you know, the nice thing is, just like with everybody, and now again, we talked off air here a little bit, we'd love to have some rain, and hate to say the S word, but some snow. And, you know, we need the moisture for sure. But one side effect is, you know, with the weather the way it's been, you can really keep pushing hard and getting a lot of projects done. And so, you know, we've had some of our street crews have been working on repairing some streets in town, and, you know, you're still able to pour concrete effectively and efficiently. Yeah. And so getting a lot of those types of things done and finalized before the winter. We had a big, at least for us, you know, bridge project down in what we call the Gill Creek Circle Drive area that we had to do this summer. And so we've got those about wrapped up and had to place some final railings in. So those turned out really nice. But so the weather, you know, this allows you to do those things, you know, without, you know, taking twice as long or fighting through the slop or the mud. So that's been a good thing. Obviously, we have a sidewalk project going on through our kind of our core business district, really busy area, but it'll be a really nice, it'll kind of provide a nice streetscape for that part of town that we never really had, and a lot of pedestrian traffic through there, obviously people trying to get to work or access the various businesses and the grocery store along that way. So it'll be a nice addition. Again, weather's been fairly good for them, you know, right. a little colder, but not too bad. So those are some good things that have been happening. You know, one fun thing, while the weather still is nice and you got holiday season and you know, Christmas, we just got done Thanksgiving, and I know probably like you, I probably ate way too much for Thanksgiving. One cool thing that we've got in town, and if you got family in town to take them down to, is the NCK Outdoors folks have been working hard. They got a big grant from the Solomon Valley Community Foundation and on some city property south of town. We already have that walking trail along the Solomon River. Well, they've added a mountain biking, kind of an off-road, and you can walk it. You can do whatever kind of through the woods there along that river. So I know they have a Facebook page. You can look more information about it, but they kind of did that in conjunction with the city, and it's been kind of a goal of ours. Again, it's just a nice quality of life type addition that was low impact, low cost, and just took a lot of elbow grease. So it's been nice to see that those guys, the volunteers, working down there. And so, again, if you're looking something to do and it's kind of nice like it is, you know, this Friday is going to be 70.
Yeah.
You know, head down there, and it's a nice supplement to what we have in the area. You know, we have a nice mountain bike course out there on the Pollen Farms area. Osborne has a nice one. So this is just kind of the start for us, and it's pretty exciting. So, a couple of cool projects that we've got in the pipeline that are coming. So the drainage basin that we've talked about, kind of the drainage projects, we had that drainage study done a couple of years ago, and sure, it's dry right now, but you know, as soon as we start building them or put them in, it's going to get wet, and it will, those cycles change. Kind of feel like Noah's Ark right now. We're going to build Noah's Ark, and like, why? It's not raining.
Right.
That West drainage basin is out for bid currently. So if you're a local dirt contractor and interested in that, you can reach out to myself or Schwab Eaton, Stuart Porter, and get some more information on that. And we're excited to get that one in the ground. And it's just a strategy to, again, help alleviate some of those issues and some of those core drainage districts. So we'll kind of get this one in. Now we're going to jump to the next one and start working on that. So we're excited about that. And then the water plant that we've talked about for years, that is the goal is to have that out to KDHE for final design approval to go out for bid by the end of this year. So it's taken a lot of work, a lot of horsepower. The engineers have been working hard on it for a while now. And we're excited. Again, just like anything, you got to jump through those hoops, and it's a long arc, you know, but to kind of keep seeing these thresholds met and is pretty exciting. So that's kind of the final step, really, to finally get KHE's final stamp of approval, say, yes, you can put this out for bid. And so we're really excited that we're finally getting closer on that and can get that done. So, and then the final thing I'll add to is just kind of a side note, if you're interested in youth basketball and you have a first through sixth grader, then sign up. The final day's today. So get down to the municipal building and we can get you signed up. So
get the youngsters out there playing a little ball.
Yep.
And yeah, that's nothing wrong
with
that.
Something to do in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yep. Yep. So anything else you got to add? Or?
Not really. Yeah. You know, and again, I think the biggest thing, I've said this like the last few months, is just, again, the utility challenges out there. So continue to do what you can to be efficient and deal with that. We're doing our best, but that's definitely a real challenge out there for everybody. So, but otherwise, wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Yep.